Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. Thanks to Wellware Solutions, Bathurst and Orange, my guest this morning, Anthony Maroon. Good morning to you.
Well, Gilly, yes, good morning to you, my friend. And I can't believe it's grand final time.
Yes, and then there were two. Firstly, before we get into the grand final, let's talk about the Dally M Awards earlier this week. Jack Whiten, of course, well-deserved.
Well, I reckon, mate, he was consistently good this year, wasn't he? I think Jack Whiten's improved out of sight as a young man and certainly as a rugby league player, but we always knew how good he was going to be. But certainly the last couple of seasons we've seen that. And, you know, much will be said about Nathan Cleary and whether or not Nathan Cleary should have won. Well, you know, if Nathan Cleary hadn't had that TikTok issue, he probably would have.
Yeah.
Well, he would have won. So I think in the end, let's just go with Jack Whiten. I think he deserved it.
Yeah, well, he's an Orange product. He played for the Mighty Sims. He went to Knoblauch High School. He worked out at Beasley's Dairy. We love him around here. A lot of fans of Jack Whiten, and I just think it's absolutely fantastic. And as you say, he was consistent on and off the field, and so he gets the gong. Well done to him. And, you know, he was very humbled by it too. He didn't know it was coming.
Well, you know, he's one of those players, I think, mate, you know, Ricky Stewart's just been such a wonderful influence on Jack Whiten. And like a lot of those Canberra players, Gilly, they're just a fun side to watch. For the rugby league purists, they're just a good side to watch, led in many ways by Jackie Whiten. So, yeah, I knew he was an Orange boy, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, and then there were two. Last year it was the Roosters Raiders. None of those teams have backed up again, although Canberra got awfully close. But we've got a Penrith and Melbourne grand final. Kickoff 7:30 on Sunday night. What's your take on the game? How's it looking in your eyes?
Well, what a great couple of... a lot of good matchups in this game, Gilly. Obviously, Viliami Kikau comes back for the Penrith side, and the Penrith side are well represented by people from rural New South Wales, e.g. Naden or Isaiah Yeo or even young Liam Martin, who is Trent Barrett's cousin. So not necessarily from Orange, but well represented by people from rural New South Wales, which is a great thing. And some players to watch in this side, obviously Cleary, Luai, and Viliami Kikau. But then Melbourne, is this Cameron Smith's last game? I kind of feel like it might be. And then you've got some match winners right across the board in this side as well, Gilly. And not to mention, you know, you look at the bench for both of these sides. They've got an amazing amount of talent when it comes to the bench. And the bench is such a vital part of the game. You look at the Penrith bench, May, Capel, Leota, and Ted Avano, who is a premiership winner. But then Melbourne, Brandon Smith, Fasua Mala'awi, Dale Finucane. This game could go either way, mate, but I'm going to take Melbourne in a close one. I hope I'm wrong.
Couple of reasons why I think you might be right with regard to your pick for Melbourne, even though I'm riding these Panthers all the way, because we'd love to see the boys from the base of the mountains win. But they've got Cameron Smith to play for. They've got Cameron Smith. They've got Craig Bellamy. They've got so much grand final experience.
Yeah, they do, mate. And it's the great thing too, Gilly, about Melbourne is, like, we say, all right, well, now Billy Slater's gone, that'll be the end of Melbourne. Now Cooper Cronk's gone, that'll be the end of Melbourne. Now Cam Smith will be going. Well, Cam Smith goes, and they're arguing over Harry Grant and Brandon Smith. So they're going to be a strong club so long as they have those processes in place and as long as Bellamy's there. Geez, yeah, you know, mate, they do have so many match winners in that side. From up front, even that Justin Olam's playing well out there in the centres, not to mention what Ado Carr's capable of. So this is their fourth grand final in 5 years too, by the way.
Wow. That's a statistic that's been left out of the media a bit. Four in 5 years. Fantastic. Now, I mean, a man of your fame, you're such a well-known figure, an identity in rugby league circles. You'll be in some corporate box sipping some French champagne, no doubt.
Well, I'm going to start off by doing my show with the Golden Girls. That's Kenty and Hoops and Gordy Tallis. And let me just give you the tip here, mate. I've seen just about enough of those blokes this year. So this is the final show of those clowns. And then I've lost a bet, you know, me and my stupid bet. So I've got to sing the Penrith theme song before the women's grand final, halftime of the women's grand final. And then I'm a free agent, mate. So if I don't get into a corporate, which I probably will, slime my way in. You know what I'm like. I'm like a weasel. I'll just slime my way in somewhere.
Otherwise, it's home to... Oh, by the way, happy anniversary. 29 years with you and Miss Portugal.
Can you believe it? And we met in Redfern Park in 1984. I was walking my mongrel dog. She was walking her silky terrier. And I said, have a go at this. And I went straight over and we had a little bit of a chat. Next thing, we're up at the nightclub at South Juniors having a kiss and a cuddle. And the rest is history.
Well, congratulations to you and Christine, mate. And enjoy your footy this weekend. And look forward to chatting to you again next week on the show.
See, it's different for me and you, Gilly. Like, I could only ever... I said, as soon as I talk to a girl and she talks back, I'm going to marry her. But you've got the other theory. Why buy a book when you can join a library?